Welcome to the Arcade Radio Show. Video games, pop culture, and everything internet. Plug in from 5 to 6 p.m. every Thursday with Heather and the gang. 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
With Crazy Taxi.
Welcome to the Arcade Radio Show. Today, your DJs are Heather and
Julia.
Yep. So we're going to be with you for the next hour from 5 to 6. We are going to be playing. Our theme today is going to be songs from racing games, themes with speed in mind. So games that require a lot of speed or speed skill or speed abilities. And this is brought to you only on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. So the first two songs that we start off with were from, the first one was Pac-Man, the Championship Edition. And this is an interesting game because even though you might not think that it's from Pac-Man. The game was designed by Toru Iwatani. He's actually the creator of the original Pac-Man from 1980. Mm-hmm. And this was actually his final game that he worked on before retirement. Oh. And this is sort of a revamped Pac-Man game. And it's actually sort of like a challenge mode. And they really released it in arcade games across, I guess, mainly Japan, because I think they mainly died out in America.
What year was this?
This was recently, I think like in the past like 5-10 years.
Oh, is it still the chop, 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 chop?
Or yeah, it is. Oh. But it's sort of like obviously the graphics have been revamped, and it's actually a lot more rainbow and colorful too. And it has like this more dance like pop music to it. Mm. Mm. So it has like a more higher energy. And after that was The Offspring with All I Want from Crazy Taxi. So this was actually one of the best-selling games in the U.S. on the Dreamcast. It was actually the second most-selling game in the U.S. at the height of its, I guess, its life. And the entire soundtrack to Crazy Taxi is almost entirely The Offspring, which I guess is sort of really indication of its time.
being on a bus in the morning on the way to middle school.
Yeah.
Oh my god! I think that came out the same time as Grand Theft Auto 2 or 3?
I couldn't place it exactly. I don't know the exact year, but
I'm pretty sure Crazy Taxi.
I'm not sure what was because it was. This was on the Dreamcast, so we could probably like figure out what other.
Yeah, I remember
it was
my
on.
Friend playing it. So I think.
Huh. All right. So up next we have "Don't Stop the Music" from Initial D.
Get ready to burn rubber.
Stop.
Carla. Welcome back to the Arcade Radio Show.
Groovy.
So the last, just a little quick recap, the last two songs we played was Don't Stop the Music by Initial G, which is sort of a phenomenon for being a Japanese comic or manga, then an anime, and then a long-running series of arcade games. In fact, I think starting back from probably the late 90s all the way into recently 2015, they still have arcade games that are being released in Japan.
Dang.
Yep.
The only thing I know about Initial D is that whenever I was driving, and I use this word loosely, erratically, mm-hmm. My friend next to me would go, Initial D. And I never knew what that meant. So maybe it's kind of like Crazy Taxi where you like drive around and run over people, which is a theme I've noticed in a lot of games with cars. Manslaughter, I mean. Vehicular manslaughter.
Yeah. I don't think it has anything to do with manslaughter. It's actually, it sort of was one of the games that started to really associate drifting with Japan.
Oh.
Because the story revolves around, like, I guess, like a high school kid who gets, like, gets a car, and then they become like illegal street racing, and a lot of the game and the racing and the gameplay has to do about drifting.
Really?
Yeah.
So what you're telling me mm-hmm. is that Initial D has positively affected my life, because in New England mm-hmm. you find a parking lot in the winter
mm-hmm.
and I never before would have thought about it, but I play Tokyo Drift with my friends.
That's right.
Yeah. So that's because of Initial D?
Maybe. I wouldn't be surprised if it heavily influenced it.
And in a restaurant,
mm-hmm.
when somebody overcharges me
mm-hmm.
or takes the bread off my plate,
yep.
I stand up
mm-hmm.
and I say the only way this can be solved is through Need for Speed Tokyo Drift.
That's right. And that may directly be an homage to Initial D.
Wow.
Yeah.
You can't drift on Goodyear tires also. You gotta get the Michelin.
Yeah.
I don't know. I that's not true. I drive a 97 Honda. Or I did. I'm not anymore. Yeah. But.
Yeah, actually, I think I had like a 95 Honda Accord for like most of my life. Till it literally broke down in the car dealership parking lot.
Tokyo Drift.
I couldn't leave without a new car. I couldn't go anywhere.
Need for new car. Tokyo Drift. Please help me. Tokyo Drift.
So after that Initial D song was a song called Urban Fragments, which was from Ringe Racer Type 4. Another game very similar in vein to Initial D. They kind of started at the same time as Initial D becoming popular, and also has one of the only arcade games, racing arcade games, that has survived a long period of time along with it.
Hmm.
And as far as I'm concerned, I think that one also has to do a lot about with drifting, because you race a lot of these, it's called Ridge Racer, so you're driving a lot of these very curvy, narrow passes in the game. So you're doing a lot of these tight turns, which is pretty, I don't know. I think it's just super fun.
Do you ever play Cruisin' World?
No, I haven't.
It's too bad.
I guess so.
It's really dumb. Cruisin', yeah! And then if you hit Z twice before you hit a jump, you just do like flips or front flips or back flips. And
in your car?
Yeah.
Like your whole car does it?
Yeah,
or you just
whole car. Yeah, it's okay. not in the seat. And then on the Russia level, mm-hmm. the music in the background is just Russia, Russia, Russia. You're just saying Russia.
I wish I knew. I would have downloaded all these great hits.
I guess we'll find it. Yeah.
We'll try to play it next time.
Yeah.
All right, let's get right back into our, so this is the Arcade Radio Show. We're playing songs have to do with racing, speed. So let's go right into a Mario Kart version of an F-Zero song.
Thank you.
Hello, welcome back to the Arcade Radio Show. So what we just played was the version from Need for Speed Underground 2, Black Betty. And before that was Big Blue, which was originally featured in F-Zero, but this was the cover from Mario Kart 8, which I think they did a really great job doing of. It's super fun, really fun.
Was this really in Mario Kart?
Mm-hmm.
Black Betty was in Mario Kart?
No. The Big Blue.
Oh, Big Blue. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. What? Really changing their tune from Moo Moo Place or Moo Moo Farm.
Moo Meadows.
Yeah. Choco Mountain. Mm-hmm. Black Betty, help! Yeah.
So we were talking about our own speeding debacles.
Mm.
Julia, how many speeding tickets have you gotten in your life so far?
Speeding ticket.
Never got a speeding ticket.
No. Okay. I got a blew through a red light, mm-hmm. two red lights mm-hmm. ticket. I got a rolling stop
mm-hmm.
ticket. And then I've got towed four times and an untold amount of parking tickets. Yeah, four times.
Here's a question. So the times you got towed, were they always in like the James Central, like this general same township, or were they always in different spots?
Different spots.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering.
Yeah. Actually, one time I parked behind my friend and I said, aha, Jenny's here mm-hmm. somewhere in town. Mm-hmm. And so I called her and I said, Jenny, I'm parked behind you. And I left a bunch of my like old tickets from my trunk mm-hmm. all over her car. So it looked like she had like 15 tickets. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I have that many tickets. I've single-handedly put a child through the Boston public school system.
Hmm.
If spent wisely. Yeah, and so she went to go look for her car. And she said, where's my car? Where's your car? And I said, whatever street.
Mm-hmm.
And she was looking. I can't find this. Okay, I'll find it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was walking around for an hour and a half before I realized that we both got towed.
Ooh.
And, ooh, yeah. So... that was the most recent.
Okay. Only the most recent speeding debacle. Car debacle, I guess.
Yeah. It's legal robbery. It's like $200. Then it's like $20 a mile or something, mm-hmm. or like $4 a mile. And the tow lots are always super far.
Yeah. I've only got my car towed once, and it was in the Austin Brighton area. And it was because it was like a residential parking mm-hmm. thing. And... luckily, the towing place wasn't that far away because I was the only person who had a car at that friend group. I was visiting a friend.
Mm.
And so we walked to the towing company only to find out they accepted cash only.
Was that Good Enough Street? Is it that one?
I'm not sure. I don't remember exactly, but...
it's Good Enough
so Street. We had to walk all the way back to an ATM. And then... no, I got it that night, but it was... it left a scar in me.
Yeah. It's just sick what they do, man. It's messed up.
A roommate recently had to contest a speeding ticket that they got over Thanksgiving not too long ago.
Mm.
That sounded like a huge debacle too.
Mm. I was contesting one ticket and I can't remember what it was for, and like the judge like took one look at me and he started going on about, you know, like young teenage drivers, and excuse you, I'm 25.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also, I'd never gotten a ticket except for... this is the rolling stop.
Mm-hmm.
Is an abandoned intersection in kind of the middle of nowhere. And I yielded at a stop sign.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody like, skrrt! Like, ma'am, you better. And he told me to fight it. Mm-hmm. So I go to the plate. The judge is just a jerk. And then my dad came in behind me.
Because mm-hmm.
I was in my dad's car.
Mm-hmm.
And the judge is like, you know girls and their daughters and girls. And it took every ounce of my composure not to like rip my eyelids off and lose it, man. I was gonna pay $150 for a rolling stop at 11 o'clock at night because the judge is like, huh, daughter's out of date brain system. Good. Mm-hmm. I'm good. Like, God.
That's infuriating.
Initial D.
Initial D.
Drifting. Drifting tickets. Too fast, too furious. Parking tickets coming in at you.
We definitely do live our life fast and furious.
Oh yeah. I pay my bills 3 days before they're due.
Mm.
Yeah.
I pay it like the night before.
Yeah.
Oof. I know. Real fast, real furious.
By the skin of your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Real fast, real furious. I keep a brick in my car, too. It's fun. In case someone calls me a you-know-what,
I'm
not caught off guard, right through the windshield.
Mm. This was a rumor I heard when I first moved to Massachusetts that there once was a case where someone shot a crossbow into another oncoming. Like, it was like they were driving. Like, these two cars were driving, and one car, I guess, angered the other driver. And the driver of that car had a crossbow apparently on him and shot the other driver.
I'm like, did he hit him?
I don't know. I don't know if this is true. I never actually tried to do research on it, but I don't, and I can't remember who told me this, but it was like, as soon as I came to Massachusetts, I was like, you know, people are telling me about the drivers here.
Huh.
Yeah. That one really stuck with me.
Never mess with the Renaissance Fair guy.
I guess not.
Oh, the girl that attacked me at Dunkin' Donuts. I mean, no, not Dunkin' Donuts.
McDonald's.
She leaned into my car, and I asked her if we were going to fight, you know, very politely. I said, well, you know, I have things to do, and maybe or maybe not. I said, we're going to fight. And she said, you bet your bleep we're going to fight.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I don't really want to, or something along the line. No.
They're very like, maybe not. I don't really feel like that.
I can't squeeze you in. I'm really tired. And she grabbed my shirt collar, and, you know, being in a car, I just slammed on that accelerator, and she flew out. She hit her head on the side of the car. I'm sorry, you know. And as I drive away, she's on all fours, shaking her fist in the air.
I remember when you told me the story. That woman also had like friends in her own car behind her, and they were all like laughing, like dying.
Yeah, yeah. And the whole line of people at the McDonald's. There's a lot of people, and they're all like, ooh.
Good times. So up next we have a song from one of my actually really game that I have a lot of nostalgia for. It's Super Monkey Ball, which was released on the Nintendo GameCube, which is a really cute sort of like skill puzzle game, but this is the song from the racetrack.
new shoes.
Games, I always check the rating and content descriptors on the package, but there are times when I'd like more detail about what's in the game. That's why I love these new rating summaries. They provide an in-depth description of a game's content to help me decide if it's okay for my kids to play. Rating summaries are free and available on my smartphone or at home online.
For more information about video game ratings and rating summaries, go to ESRB.org.
We'll be right back.
welcome back to the Arcade Radio Show. So our theme today has been racing games as well as games involving speed. So that last song was from Sonic Adventure 2. It's just not a set list without of speed if it doesn't include Sonic.
You can feel the speed in the sweet guitar licks.
Before that was Fast of the People, Color in the Walls, which was featured in Forza Horizon. And before that, it was Monkey Race from Super Monkey Ball. Mm. So
now it is quiz time.
Oh, okay.
Ah. I'm going to quiz Heather.
Mm-hmm.
Heather, can you name all the Fast and the Furious movies?
I'll try my best.
Okay.
Fast and Furious. Too Fast, Too Furious. Fast and Furious, Tokyo Drift. It's just Fast and Furious again. The fourth movie is just an exact retitle of the first one, which is really confusing.
Oh.
The fifth one is Fast 5. The sixth one, I think, is Fast and Furious 6. And the seventh one is Furious 7. Is that right?
Fast and Furious 6, yes.
Oh, yes. Okay.
I was kind of, right. I was trying to lead you along, but no.
It's a tricky fourth movie. They just rename it after the first one.
That is a trick.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I've never seen any Fast and Furious movies. I don't know why I can name you all the titles.
I tried to see, I think I've seen Tokyo Drift on the TV, on the tele a couple of times, but I've never, like, been able to stomach sitting through the whole thing.
It's a little too much.
Why is a 14-year-old hanging out with the Yakuza boss?
I think it's a question. It's not really, I guess, too believable.
Anyways,
we have to play the song for you. It's been featured in Top Gun. It's been featured in Notoriously from the show Archer. And it wouldn't. So here is Kenny Loggins with Danger Zone.
Taking you to touch and go.
Hello, welcome back to the Arcade Radio Show. So the last two songs we played was Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins, followed by Dash de Chocobo from Chocobo Racing. So there's, I have a little fun fact from Chocobo Racing. So there's another Chocobo, which if you don't know what Chocobos are, there's these giant like chicken birds that you ride. I guess we'd say that's a good description of them.
The Final Fantasy, yeah.
Yeah, and they're from the Final Fantasy games.
Yeah.
So this was like a spin-off game because I guess they were really popular and it was just like a little cute fun thing. So there's another opponent called Colonel Sunders, which is a parody of Colonel Sanders, the founder of the fast food chain Kentucky Fried Chicken. By the way, Kentucky Fried Chicken is the number one fast food restaurant in Japan.
Really?
Yep.
Huh. My father would have a bone to pick with that.
Yeah.
It's all about Popeyes.
And not only that, but they serve completely different items. Like all the fast food chains around the world, they serve different menus to the countries that they serve.
Oh, yeah. I remember there being a shrimp burger.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Where's that, in China?
Thailand.
In Thailand.
It's pretty vile.
Mm. Also,
what's on the menu? What's on the menu in Japan?
I'm not exactly sure.
I'm gonna look.
Yeah, look that up. But I also wanted to play this, talk about the Chocobo game because the new Final Fantasy game, which they've been hyping up a lot. It will be 15, 14, 15, right? Final Fantasy 15.
I have no idea. It's an axe, a V, and some lines.
Yeah. So this new Final Fantasy game has been deemed Final Fantasy Bro Trip because it's about four or five guys in a car driving in a road trip together across the landscape of Final Fantasy defeating monsters, and they all look like Japanese pop stars, like all really beautiful, like swishy Final Fantasy men. But they recently revealed that you can ride Chocobo in this game even though you're driving around like a Cadillac listening to tunes. You can listen to radio
on the Chocobo?
In the car.
Oh.
But the Chocobo, the difference between riding a Chocobo in this game as compared to previous Final Fantasy games is this Chocobo, once again, no surprise, can drift.
What? How?
Now there's a drift option. You can drift your Chocobo when you ride it. So there seems to be, there must be something to this drifting and racing in Japan.
Huh. Ah, I found the menu difference. Some menu differences.
Okay, need some of these menu differences.
So instead of mashed potatoes, you can get those rice triangles,
like rice balls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have red bean and black bean chicken.
Chicken? Like flavored chicken?
No, it looks like a drumstick with a bunch of black specks on it.
Oh,
yep. And then we've got a Mount Fuji burger. That doesn't look real. That might be a gag. I'm not sure. let me proofread this before reading it to you. There's one more. Okay, so it's like the double stack.
Mm-hmm.
The double deck or whatever. You notice like the two chickens in between. So in between the double stack is mayonnaise, a piece of cheese, and what looks to be a ketchup rice patty.
Ooh. This sounds just as appetizing as the double stack here to me.
That is, yep.
And
and rice bowls with the egg.
All right,
yeah.
Respect that. So we were also talking a little bit about the Danger Zone song from Kenny Loggins and how it sort of became to us a sort of came popularity again because of the show Archer. Mm-hmm. But it originally was very popular because of the movie Top Gun featuring Tom Cruise and Val Kilmer.
I've never seen that movie, and Heather tells me there's some chemistry.
There is some chemistry between Tom Cruise, the character of Tom Cruise, and the character of Val Kilmer.
So I Googled some images, and there is, in fact, not only a locker scene, but there's also
a volleyball scene.
Mm-hmm,
for sure.
Yes. And then like the rescue scene.
Yeah.
It's always between the
there's a lot of tension between these two characters. They're supposed to be rivals, but it doesn't come across that way too much to me.
A lot of people, that was like organic, do you think? Or was the director like, make it gayer?
Mm.
So here, and I said, Heather, do you think there's any Top Gun fan fiction?
Mm-hmm. And I said, if there isn't, I would eat my shoe right here, right now.
And although I really want to see her eat her own shoe, there are 73 fan fictions.
73.
The last one was published in August of 2015.
Wow, so it's still the Top Gun fan fiction, the shipping is still going.
Oh yeah, going strong. All right, so let's see some some titles.
Mm-hmm.
Take My Breath Away.
Hmm.
It's Only Camouflage.
Mm-hmm.
Turbo Lover.
Mm-hmm.
And My Fool in a Top Gun Uniform.
All right.
Yeah. So, for any listeners who don't know what fan fiction is, stay away from it. It will consume you. It sounds also really. What book are you reading right now? And it's like, internet smut. Does that count? It's still reading, right?
Additionally, they use Danger Zone 3 times in the movie. And it's not like short times, like they played a long time in different parts. Just they keep it's definitely the soundtrack to that movie.
The Danger Zone is also the gay zone.
All right, so up next is the theme song from Speed Racer.
It wakes me up every morning.
hitchhiking around. Got ourselves a situation, stuck in a new location without any explanation. No time for relaxation.
So just a quick recap of those last four songs we played. It was the opening theme song to Speed Racer from the TV series. That was followed by the new Rainbow Road featured in Mario Kart 8. Really fun. And really fun song, really fun track. And after that, it was the Sonic X opening theme, which is cringeworthy, but also kind of really funny to me as well. And after that, it was the bicycle theme from Pokemon Gold and Silver, which is the little background song when you go Pokemon.
Yeah.
So this has been the Arcade Radio Show. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We will be back next week from 5 to 6. Up next is DJ Alex from the Desperate.